You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for this evening, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, we Skyping it tonight.
Yes, sir.
Late night.
Gotta do it, though. All good, though.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's late night. We still trying to make sure we put some things out for y'all.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
Keeps getting better and better. I think we, 2 weeks away from NBA playoffs?
Sir, 2 weeks away from that. About a week away from finding out who won in the national championship for college.
You got our final four.
Yeah, buddy. Everybody bracket fucked up.
Yep. Tell your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, NBA is drama everywhere.
As usual.
Yeah, so... Got a lot through that. Of course, we got our segments to go through. I'm interested to hear what 5 minutes with Grandpa got tonight.
I got a little something cooked up for the folks. Got a little something.
Okay. Yeah, we got some, you know, awards and what the fuck to hand out.
Absolutely.
So, as y'all know, if y'all want to get at us and want to talk some sports with us of any kind, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, via Twitter, @brotherslayman. A voicemail, 323-455-4219. And you can reach us at the website on blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Whatever y'all want to know, whatever y'all want to dish out to us, any questions, comments, concerns, it don't matter. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know. We will definitely get back at you. Holla!
That's what's up. All right, before we get into this, I actually have a few what folks I want to get out the way before we get into the fun. So let me just, came off. It just made me feel like that.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
First off, shocking ass news. Everybody who's a hip-hop head, I know. Rest in peace, Fife Dawg, the 5-foot assassin. God damn, that was some crappy news.
Yeah, that was some sad news to hear. For real.
Just out
definitely.
There.
Definitely rest in peace to that brother.
Out the box, you know, still in his 40s. Like, shit, man.
It's a lot of them going that's in their 40s.
Yeah, man, it's scary. Like, yo, man, I'm a couple years away from hitting the 4-0. Man, yeah. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people. I mean, you know, for black men, it was like, you know, you reach 50, you good. Now, yeah. Milestone, but this is like, dang, especially a lot of our, you know, a lot of MCs. Not making it.
Yeah.
It's sad to hear, you
know, yeah. It's sad to hear, but yeah, definitely rest in peace to Fife Dawg. You know, especially a guy like me who I guess you want to say grew up on Tribe Called Quest to an extent.
To an extent.
More so through because of you than anything else. But, I mean, I was able to really listen to these guys and, you know, being older now, I'm able to appreciate their music a little bit more than I did back then. Back then, it was kind of, you know, it was good music, but I didn't really, you know, I didn't really listen like I am now. And, man, you talk about legends in the game, boy.
Man, yeah, documented. I mean, yeah, I mean, I could probably say, you know, more like that they are probably my favorite group, rap group of all time. I mean, part of the reason, you know, a big reason, you know, me and my wife bonded is she's a huge Tribe fan. Mm. And, you know, we just, it just hit us both like, damn, man, that's a big part of my growing up, man. Tribe Quest was a major part. So
I bet.
Seeing that was rough. So, yeah, we would definitely, for the music segments, you would definitely hear some Tribe being played.
Absolutely.
Out of respect to that dude, man. He's going to be missed.
Absolutely.
Another legend.
You on point, Five.
Yeah, all the time, Tip. I mean, come on. I mean, in the news, you got Craig Sager. The news is leukemia is no longer in remission. Mm. You know, he was told 3 to 6 months left. Oof. You know, and after that news broke, I saw his thing that they did on the HBO Sports joint. It was like, having to go through it like that, doing experimental stuff where you know, he on dialysis for 8 days, 24 hours straight. Like, what the fuck? And but he still got an upbeat spirit. He's still working when he can. But I mean, for NBA fans, I mean, Craig Sager's he's a great dude.
Craig Sager is a legend.
Yeah, man. You can tell he loves the sport. His suits is always hilarious. The players love him. We love him.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's, I'm rooting for him, man. It sucks, especially when you're given a timetable.
Yeah.
When a time frame is put on your life. I mean, I'm rooting for the man to make it 5 years. You know, hopefully he can just keep going, keep doing what he loves to do. But man, that again, yeah, just devastating news.
Yeah, you see his family. He still got young kids too. You're like, God damn, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's most shit. Yeah, Gary Shandling passed away. I know people in the
man. All the young cats. Community. Y'all don't know about the Larry Sanders Show.
What?
Y'all don't know about the Larry Sanders Show. Y'all talk about hilarious. Hilarious, man.
Come on. All these youngers, they only known from the Winter Soldier movie.
Yeah.
Hail Hydra. But, man, I was just like, what?
Yeah, so, Come on. Definitely rest in peace to Gary Shandling.
I mean, prayers out to everybody over in Brussels with all that shit. Man,
I actually saw, shout out to Worldstar. I saw an actual clip of the explosion.
Oh, shit.
Dude. I mean, you talk about seeing something that takes you aback a little bit. That was just like, to see it go off with all those people in there was crazy to see. It was insane.
Yeah, it's trip when you know, you see them, when you know the stuff is pretend, but actually seeing it like, yo, this is real.
Yeah, and apparently Dikembe Mutombo was at the airport when it happened.
Yeah, I heard about that. He said luckily he
was all right.
Yeah, he's just like, shit, man.
Yeah, right, you know. Prayers go out to them families, man.
Yeah.
Because this world is crazy.
Getting crazy. And on top of all of that, you know, find out what my wife and I, a close friend of ours, his daughter has some rare disease, so she has to go through chemo. She's like my daughter's age.
Oh, man.
You just like, hey, man. So, yeah, I had to get all that out to say, look, just, you know, make sure you're there for the ones you care about and you love. Let them know you love them. You know, spend as much time because you never know. And, you know what? You just talk some shit out, okay? Because all this craziness that's going on, you know, let's have some real open and honest discussions.
Absolutely.
Keeping your feelings in and, well, you know, it don't affect me, so I don't want to talk about it. Like, shit going to keep going. We gotta exactly. Talk about it and be honest and try to, you know, build these bridges, man, because it's crazy out here.
Exactly. And that tragedy in Brussels just goes to show you there's bigger issues in the world, folks, than the little petty problems we got out here in the United States, man. I mean, people are seriously dying overseas for for no reason. I mean, hundreds of people, you know, getting hurt, people losing their lives, families being lost. I mean, There's just so much more going on. There's a much larger picture than what's going on here in the United States. And I mean, I know we have this huge race issue we're dealing out here, but in all honesty, man, compared to what those people are dealing with, that ain't nothing.
No, that's why I said we got to talk it all out. We on the same side because, you know, they ain't showing, they ain't no bias. You know, whoever in that theater, whoever in that airport getting hit. They don't give a shit about color and race.
They don't give a shit about color, race, or none of that. Nope. They just care about taking life.
Nope. And I don't lump them into no group. That's nope. ISIS, that's fine. But that don't mean just because they practice Islam that everybody who practices Islam is doing something bad. That's just shitty thinking.
That's just a stupid way of thinking.
Yeah. And when you think like that, they win. They winning.
Exactly. And you just as bad as they are.
Coming into that. So, yeah, I had to get all that out. You know, we love sports and all that, but, you know.
We love our sports, but there's bigger shit going on in the world than what we got going on.
That's why we don't like fanatics here. It ain't that serious. Look, I'm mad. Exactly. I get upset, but.
Exactly. I'm annoyed my Bulls are being shitty right now, but, again, there's bigger things in the world to worry about.
That's right.
You know.
All right, y'all. So let's get into, now that we got that off our chair, let's have some fun.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into some of this feedback. First off, I'm going to start with a comment we got left on our post regarding our last episode. I said, very cool show. Loved hearing y'all get natural on the air and showing more knowledge and actual viewpoints than listeners are, unfortunately, used to. That's from my man Jonathan. One of my homies in my fantasy football leagues, he took a listen. So shout out to you, man. I appreciate you taking the time and leaving the comment. You know, this is what we do.
Appreciate that, brother. You got a fantastic name over there, I must say. I do appreciate that. But, nah, thanks for the compliment. Thanks for the comment. It's much appreciated. And, again, as I said on the last episode, we do this for y'all, man. This is for y'all out there.
That's what's up. Mm. All right, let's keep going. We got an email.
All right.
Derek Rose reads The Cat in the Hat.
Oh, damn. Here we go already.
Bulls fan, sorry, Jay, plus first fan plus Fakers fan equals winning combinations. LeBron staying in Cleveland is a question only he knows the answer to. Ultimately, I say he gives it a few years, but I don't see him retiring a Cleveland Cavalier. I foresee him winning one more ring and then going to play with his friends. Yeah, we don't get into all that.
Mm-hmm.
As for Uncle Drew, as much as it pains me to say this, even though he has so much potential, he is what's wrong with this new generation. Chasing checks and accolades rather than chasing rings. So what if you're not the man? Being the man, especially long terms, comes with pressure and expectations, two aspects I'm not sure he's mature enough to handle. The Avengers are stronger together than apart. The sum of a whole is greater than its parts. Or some shit like that. But you get the point. In the second, he's going to end up like AI, Melo, T-Mac, even CP3.
Oof.
Always a bridesmaid and never a bride.
Oh, he's going to be worse than them.
Yeah, he's going to be that point. Westbrook, a.k.a. Mr. Triple-Double, and KD need to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. The reality is they are stronger together than they are apart. Westbrook definitely takes some ill-advised shots, but that doesn't mean he should treat KD like his big brother and let him get the big piece of chicken. Russ has proven time and time again he could put the team on his shoulders. Let that man shine.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, he was balling today.
Yeah, he was.
Somebody please tell LeBron James to give Mike Conley some of his deer antler. That dude attracts injuries like a magnet. Jay, maybe your Bulls should go get some dark-skinned dudes running barefoot and leave your I'll be sure point guard to get his life together. Great show, fellas. And shout out to BGG for getting his email read while he's on the show. Storm, Hoopla, G-Spot Network.
What up, Sticky the Storm? Appreciate that. Oh, yeah. I see you finally hopped on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah. She can be joining in the conversations now.
Good deal.
Yeah, I did want to hit her up, like, you know about that. Now you on Twitter, I can talk shit. Like that loss, butt-whooping the Spurs gay y'all again.
Freaking man, yeah, my Bulls, I'm in no position to talk any shit to anybody. I have the worst team. Well, it's next to Baylor. Next to Baylor and Teddy, I got the worst team.
Yeah.
In the fucking league right now. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, I look at the standings. Keep fucking losing, Bulls. Keep fucking losing so we can get a top 10 pick. Just keep fucking losing. Shit, the right thing.
Damn it!
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I feel sometimes. But as I told Chris before the show, I ain't even keeping up with them Bulls no more, really. So whatever. I have thrown in the towel on this season. I really have. I'm realistic. I'm done. I'm not about to kill my emotions trying to root for this team to make the playoffs. It ain't happening this year. Not doing it.
Oh, yeah. We got some more to talk about with them. Get this voicemail, speaking of BGG. Got a voicemail for us.
So I want to say this to my Hoopla family, to the Brothers Layman, even to Teddy D, 35th in Kentucky. Like, y'all some solid brothers, some solid sisters, sister. And I just want to thank y'all before I start going in. I want to thank y'all because y'all helped me in life at work, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
And as a fan, when y'all read our emails or listen to our feedback, man, just like it means so much to y'all for us to send it in, for y'all to read it and really break it down and to get passionate about it, that's what we like. You know what I'm saying? Because all it is just people just want to socialize and talk. You know what I mean? And that's what we need more in this world in general. It's just niggas sitting down and just talking with each other. So with that said, Jonathan, let me tell you why I roll with Jonathan. JL. Okay, so when they talked about the topic of, giving the options of the most unstoppable player, before I even sent the email in, I picked Westbrook with Curry's shooting ability. Hands down. That's like Jesus coming down and just, you can't stop this. But Jonathan gets so passionate and gets so detailed about his answers, he made me think that I didn't pick it and that I should pick it. Like, I picked it before I sent it in, but his answer was so strong, it made so much sense, I repicked it.
Right on.
That's Jay for you. And shout out to Stuart Scott. Rest in peace, brother. He had one of the coldest lines, as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yep.
But that, hey, yo, that holla, you gotta love that, because we be waiting on it. Holla, you got it. Hey, Jay, get your money. Get your goddamn money for
that's
that.
That's right, man. Hey, what?
Storm, you brought up Cameron Dollar, and let me just say that hurt my heart dearly. I was sad. I went home crying because we still haven't found him. We still think he's alive, okay? We have hope. Now, the O'Bannon brothers, we know where they at. They in Vegas. They at the 24-hour fitness playing 3-on-3 at 4 o'clock in the morning, leaving their car lot. They own the car lot. They getting money from the NCAA. You know, so we not really worried about them. The real question is, where's Toby Bailey? Toby Bailey is the first light-skinned person to ever come up missing from the NCAA. And it saddens me. It really hurt my heart. Spirit G, you want to know why I roll with Spirit G? Because Spirit G can Spirit G any question. Prime example, hey, Spirit G, where's the Staples Center at? How do you get to the Staples Center, Spirit G? Oh, well, he didn't say if he was flying. Is he jogging? Is he going to swim? You know it's possible to swim nowadays, right? So that's why I respect Spirit G, because he can, you know what? He has to be my lawyer. He has to be. He'll get me out of anything. Next, we're going to go to Chris. Chris, you got to respect Chris. You got to love Chris. You want to know why? He's a San Antonio fan. Spurs. Diehard. Which means you got to respect the man that take naps. Because I've never had anything bad to say about the Spurs. But every time y'all bring up my Lakers, y'all like to laugh. You niggas like to giggle and shit. And I get it. We're 7 cans of shark shit right now. And we have been for a while. But you can't keep laughing at us like that, okay? I will say this, though. I've always had respect for San Antonio. I just can't bring myself to hate them like that. Like I said before, Utah, Sacramento, Phoenix, Boston, all of them can carry a gasoline can on the way down there and just burn, okay? But San Antonio, I got to respect them. Even if they show a San Antonio and Milwaukee game, you know what the league is saying? You know what the league is doing for us when they show us a game like that? It's time to take a nap, nigga. It's time to get your rest, okay? Moving along, I want to add a special person to this. I want to add Teddy D. You want to know why I want to add Teddy D? Because Teddy D is so passionate about Louisville, and I love his passion. His passion matches, his passion for Louisville matches the passion that Storm has for coaching, that Jonathan has for his Bulls and his Broncos, that Chris has for San Antonio, and that Spirit G has for changing up questions. That's the passion that he has. But you know what, Teddy D? Hey, nobody knows those players. Nobody knows. Hey, but you know what? I'm going to go back, and I'm going to Google all of them, and then I'm going to act like I know them, but I really don't. I really don't, you know, so... Shout out to Teddy D in Louisville, and shout out to LJ, too, 35th in Kentucky. Those are some solid cats, too. You know, I went to go pick on them. I sent them an email and pick on them, too, just because I just wanted to start some shit. I can't really say nothing to Kentucky because Kentucky had, they had cats. You know, they got a roster that are kind of like quiet me a little bit, but not really. Louisville, I got action. That's it, man. I want to say this. Hey, please keep doing what y'all doing. I don't know where it's going to go, but it's positive right now. And I appreciate the effort that y'all put in, the time that y'all put aside to give us some great content and things like that. Like, literally, without y'all's shows, I'll probably just be listening to music on iTunes or just be on my Kawhi Leonard and just have everything off and just listen to my AC and chewing my tongue. So, like, I appreciate y'all a lot. And I send in questions that I don't necessarily have an answer to or I don't necessarily have an opinion to. I just like to hear y'all talk about it and break it down. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care if y'all really think LeBron hairline is like shape-shifting or anything like that. I really don't care because I already know the answer. It is. You know what I mean? So I just appreciate y'all, man. Like I said, shout out to the Hoopla fam. Y'all stop fighting before I tell Mama G. Shout out to the brothers. And shout out to 35th in Kentucky. And shout out to Teddy D and Louisville players that we never heard of. All right? So y'all keep it going, man. And this is BTG, and I'm going to forever rep y'all, man.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you for
much
that.
Much appreciated, Baylor. That was funny.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we appreciate you sending in stuff, man. We like, of course, we love talking. You always bring up some great topics, and you hilarious, man.
Absolutely. And yeah, definitely appreciate the feedback every week, man. And, you know, we enjoy answering the questions, man. And yes, I damn sure get passionate about certain things. If I feel the need to say something, I'm going to say something. Now, and about your Lakers, if you want us to stop laughing at them, tell us to stop giving us stuff to laugh at them about.
Yeah, really. Like, look, it's just funny. Look, this has been pretty new. You know, Lakers been on the up pretty much the whole damn time. We're talking about, especially like the LA period. They've been, you know, what they missed the playoff. Before this period of suckiness, they missed the playoff like twice.
Yep.
And you're like, wait a minute. So y'all missed the playoffs twice, but y'all still was getting, like, how did you get Michael Thompson, Magic, James Worthy, all these dudes, but you only missed the playoff like rare.
Yeah.
You barely, I think, what, they got Vlade Divac in the draft when they missed the playoff, Eddie Jones, yep. And you just bounce back up. Oh, we in the playoffs for the next 15 years.
Yep.
So now that it's time where y'all are like, you know, people pencil NWs when they play the Lakers. Yeah, it ain't never been this bad.
Yeah. And Baylor, Chris will attest to it. Go back to one of our episodes. I think it was the NBA preview. What year was that? That Dwight Howard came to the Lakers. I called the record, Baylor. I called him.
Yeah, he did. That was a couple years ago. Yeah.
Everybody thought I was nuts. And I said they wasn't going to win 50 games with Dwight Howard's monkey ass. And they did not win 50 games. I called that shit. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Teddy, yes, love your Louisville players. I know some of them, the Terry Rozier's and some Mikey Walker's weak ass, but yes. I appreciate the knowledge, Teddy. I appreciate the knowledge, brother.
That's what's up, man. Don't worry. I got something for you for that, too.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Brothers Layman, what's going on? This is Teddy D, Why Not Podcast, Black Astronauts Podcast. And I heard the last show. And, Jonathan, you know, I appreciate the apology. I accept it. It's fine. Somebody, sometimes you can get out of pocket. But I said to myself, you know, if anything, I need to keep my word. And I need to have an anger interpreter. So I want to welcome the guest on this voicemail. None other than LJ the Fiasco from 35th Kentucky
and Jesus the Christ.
Podcast. How are you, sir?
What's going on, Teddy D? I'm sitting here enjoying my Saturday, but I was summoned because somebody on the West Coast wants to speak on a team that they know nothing about. let's go ahead and just say this here. I understand that he's a Chicago Bulls fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, Derrick Rose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he should know something about scandal because didn't Derrick Rose pay somebody to take his SAT for him? Derrick Rose shouldn't have been able to play at Memphis, let alone in the NBA. I mean, let me ask this. Is he hurt again? Because, I mean, he stays injured. So
there's actually a report that just came out on Twitter. His mailbox this morning. He probably tore all the ACLs that he had.
Are you sure? Because I heard he tore his Achilles tendon just going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, just walking. So hopefully if he's able to stay healthy long enough, maybe the Bulls can be relevant again this millennium, I guess. Less than they're relevant, man, I was in high school and Jordan, you know, he was married to Evelyn. So now Jordan's on wife number two. He's about to have baby number 4, and I think he's on wife number 2. So
that he's played thus far. That's
right. Last time he was relevant, man, Phil Jackson had good knees.
Yeah, man. So you can't remember the Chicago Bulls without remembering Dennis Rodman.
Right, well, you know. Is that backwards, though, that an L.A. guy is rooting for a Chicago team? Like, he's from Chicago? Or?
I mean, listen, we talked about this. I told him I don't understand, because at one point he liked the Lakers, and then he's just like, nah, I need to be with a winner. So, I mean, you know, it's all good. Sometimes you kind of jump on that bandwagon and you stay on it, right? I don't know.
That's something in the field that we like to call, what's that word? Penis envy. Okay. Well, Jonathan, I appreciate the shout out, man. Y'all have a great show, but you know, I gotta treat you like I treat Matt. Don't speak on my team again. unless you're giving accolades. Keep up the good work. You know, we really appreciate everybody on the West Coast supporting us, but you know, you took a shot you didn't need to take, brother, but kinda like DJ Armstrong. You just take the shots you don't need to take. Just pass the ball, all right?
The DJ Armstrong segment. All right, hey.
I can't believe it. Yeah, right.
Guys, talk to y'all later.
Oh, man.
Shout out, Teddy D.
Shout out, Teddy G and LJ, the anger translator. pulled a Key and Peele on me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Clearly, LJ love his squad.
Hey, man, shout out to them brothers. Y'all know y'all teams too, and I respect that. I do respect dudes who know their teams, know their players. I really can't stand people who rep a team and know nothing about the team. That is one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to sports. Like, at least know some knowledge, be a little knowledgeable about your team. But hey, man, I deserve it. I'll take my hits. You know what I'm saying? I threw an unnecessary blow, and you know. I threw a Cat Williams and I got wrestled down like the seventh grader did to him, you know. It's all good, you know, and I'll take that. I'll take that L. I'll take that shot. It's all good, you know. I deserved it. But as far as for my Bulls, man, look, I mean, what? I was like 7, 8 years old when I became a freaking Bulls fan. I mean,
he's born in 85. He's born the year he got drafted.
Thank you. I mean, I was born the year the man got drafted into the league. So by the time I was really able to watch basketball like that and understand it, he was that dude. And I was a fan. And I traveled with him to Chicago. And, you know, I stay loyal to Chicago. And one thing I do, I stay loyal to my teams that I like from Jump Street. I don't bandwagon hop to nobody. Let that be known.
There you go, man. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, sometimes the big teams, people don't want to pull for them. It's like, how many people are Chicago Bulls fans that are not in Chicago because of Michael Jordan, a gang of them? Same thing with Magic. Like, I happened to grow up, and it was just Magic came to the Lakers in the 80s, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm a Laker fan because of Magic Johnson. And at some point, I got off that train. But, I mean, shit, it be like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy. That's always the easy thing. You can be a Yankee fan in New York, you know, anything like that. You live in Texas, you can be a Cowboys fan. Easy.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it's built in.
And I think that also did play a little bit of a role in it. I'm like, there's a bajillion Laker fans out here. Why do I wonder? Do they really need another one? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a big Spurs fan. Shout out to the Tim Duncan and all that. You know, come on, man. I'm a Spurs fan in Los Angeles. I was pulling for him when the Lakers whooped our ass 2 years straight.
Yep,
and I took it. I was like, fine, yeah.
And that's I was what pulling it is. For the Bulls when we had Elton Brand and traded his ass for the high schoolers, Eddie Curry and Chandler, and lost Jay Williams and fucking drafted Marcus Fizer. I've been through the dark times of the Bulls. So, and I've remained loyal since, so I intend to do that to the day that I'm dead. Let that be known. But yeah, appreciate the voicemail. Enjoy the show, brothers.
Yeah, for no doubt. What
y'all do.
Yeah, I hope, you know, Louisville bounces back. I know y'all were kind of split on whether Patino coming back or not.
Louisville's pretty set college when it comes to college basketball. I mean, they'll be good.
Hey, I mean, you've seen what happened to Boeheim. I know y'all hoping that luck kind of rub y'all way next season.
Hey, Teddy, you already know, dude. I said on the show many a times, Teddy Bridge should have went number one. I called that one. Mm-hmm. How about it? And don't forget, Elvis Dumervil played for the Broncos. I got love for Louisville. Don't get it twisted. Exactly. I know my history, too.
Shout out to y'all, fellas.
Yes, sir.
And our last bit of feedback, we just got it not too long ago from the homie Bell of the Gray sending in one of his emails. Titled Adrian Broner, Grade A Dumbass. how far does Curry go up on the all-time scoring list ladder, assuming he plays a full-length career? All right, let me get through all of it. That's good question. Me and the fellas find it ironic how you can be underage in most sports, but when it comes to football and basketball, the two sports dominated by our skin, you have to at least do a year of college. It's 16 and 17-year-olds that can hop into golf without signing with a college for a year. Baseball is signing cats in the 11th grade. No, we're not talking to mediocre players of the world. Of course, they would have to be special and a talent that can undeniably match the pros. So let's not get carried away with letting all high school seniors jump ship. And the only players that could have went pro in football is probably AP, Clowney, and maybe Leonard Fournette. Other than that, college football is a must for most players. But basketball is different. As we've seen from our previous example, is not that bad. Kobe, LeBron, Garnett, Monta Ellis, and Jermaine O'Neal. And Jermaine O'Neal was solid in Portland for a while. Monta Ellis came out as a...
Yeah, he came out of high school.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. I find it fishy that these rules are set up in the two sports we shine in, especially when for years we preached to pay the college players has been a big topic pushed to the side. These 16-year-old golf swingers that ranked 125th in their sport is bagging endorsement money, while the number one point guard wide receiver can't sell their game jersey for a bit of change. Again, football I can understand because it's a physical development that must take place with most players. But there has been a few college b-ball one-and-done players that could have took the leap and been in the same position they are in now. Not the Harrison twins from Kentucky, though. They would have been shit in the league. And absolutely nobody from Louisville, but you get the point. That's all. Random rant.
Appreciate that, Baylor.
P.S. Shout out to Louisville and they three national little titles.
Oh, man.
That wasn't me, LJ.
Yeah, I was about to say, that wasn't me either.
That wasn't me, Rhonda.
I didn't steal your car, Rhonda.
But with that, I am...
I've been saying cats should be able to... They need to change that rule back to the way it was.
Yeah, for the NBA specific, like football...
Football, you got to go to college. Yeah. I'm sorry. You physically have to. I don't give a shit. Like, AP... AP is probably the only one. Because, Jadeveon Clowney can't stay healthy now. What the hell was he going to do as an 18-year-old going into college? Oh, shout out to Louisville. I think the youngest dude I ever remember going into the NFL was Okoye. He was a defensive tackle. He played for Louisville. He was like 19.
But he
had gone to college early.
Yeah, you have to be, what, 3 years removed?
Supposed to be 3 years removed. So at minimum, you can go as a redshirt sophomore.
Okay.
The only freshman who got in was Maurice Claret, and his ass didn't even play a down.
Yeah, but then he took that year off. He got that agent, and he fought it. That's what I'm saying. I remember Mike Williams from USC.
Terrible.
He wanted to do it, but it's like, just do it a couple years. It's just because the leap from high school to the pros really doesn't seem, especially if a guy like a LeBron James, the guys who are pretty, skilled and whatnot, football. I mean, you need a growth sport for real.
And in football, if you're going to make that jump from high school to pros, it would have to be at a skill position and you would have to be physically built.
Mm hmm.
Like, you would have to be coming out of high school, like, if you were a receiver, for instance, like 6'2", 210, 220. Like, you would have to come out with some bulk on you. You can't just come out. Like, an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, you can't make that jump. You can't. Physically, you would get dominated. It would be impossible. Like, if you're a receiver, though, or a cornerback, maybe. But, again, you'd have to have the size and bulk to do it.
But, yeah, for basketball... That's going to be a big issue.
You should be able to go straight out of high school, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I know Commissioner talked about he doesn't think it's going to be a big issue and they're going to avoid a lockout. This is going to be one of the issues.
Yep.
Because I know they're going to fight to get this removed, this one and done, like, removed. Let the guys come straight in.
Well, because what's the point? What is the purpose of having a year removed from high school to play in the NBA? What's the difference between that and going straight from high school? That's the thing that bugs me. I don't understand the difference. Like, it's not like football where there's just a physical difference in the two. I mean, you got dudes in high school who come out and physically they can go to the NBA. So I don't really understand the purpose. And the fact that you now have, Ben Simmons getting shitty grades is just a testament to the fact that this rule is stupid, because you're getting these kids who all they want to do is play ball. They're going to, and I'm going to go to school and do what? Nothing.
Yeah, like,
I don't give a shit about my tests. I don't care.
Yeah. Like, you're going to get guys who still want to play. I mean, you can even look at the draft LeBron was in. I mean, Melo took a year to play and he even said he got better in college.
Yeah,
most of these people, I mean, this comes off like, well, you can't learn nothing in college at all. When he came out and was like, I needed that year. Mm-hmm. He actually bulked up a little bit, picked up a few things. He needed it, and he won himself and a title. I think Chris Bosh, he was only there for a year.
Chris Bosh went to Georgia Tech for a year.
Yep. D-Wade was 2 years. So yeah, it's not like if you open it up that every single player is going to go and they're not going to go to college. I don't believe that at all. But yep. I do think
your Ben Simmons. Shout out to LJ. Derrick Rose went for a year.
Yeah, and he was like, he shouldn't have gone. I'm sure he'd have been like, fine.
I'll go straight from high school.
Like, if you could say within the last few years, I mean, yes, Ben Simmons would have made the jump. Probably Andrew Wiggins probably would have made the jump.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving
probably would have made the jump.
Who was that?
Kyrie Irving.
Probably would have, yep. I could say a guy like Towns probably would have went to college for a year.
Maybe. I could see him.
Some of them guys would have. Anthony Davis,
I think DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall would have went straight.
Yeah, you'll still have your sum, and you know, with this draft, you know, you have a buffer. You're talking about a conversation on Twitter. It's not. I'm trying to think of the last guy who was picked high. I'm not talking about, you know, like Damian Lillard was picked ninth and actually was like, wow, okay, he was ready. I'm talking about if I'm picking in the top five, specifically in the top three, I need you to come out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, a guy's not going to really, you're not really going to get a Shaq or a Duncan or probably even LeBron James who, like, you come in and you're like, oh, okay, this dude about to be an all-star next season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's that good. Like, he came in and added 30 wins to our team. Like, you're not going to really – them guys, I think it's just – they just gone.
Yeah.
But you will get guys who you're like, okay, this dude is a for real stud. But you got a lot of guys. I mean, even, you know, Porzingis was – you assumed it was going to take him a few years. But even then, you're like, oh, okay, things might speed up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the NBA, I think it's going to get changed very soon.
Mm-hmm.
NFL is going to stay the way it is. But, yeah, it is ironic that it's the two sports where the black folk excel. You know, but, you know, how I believe it, you know, you give us the tools and everything, we're going to excel.
Are we going to find a way.
Yeah, we're going to find something and do it. You get enough where you made golf like basketball. Where it was like, hey, man, there's just driving ranges and greens all over the place. Like, you can just go play it. Nigga,
I mean, you saw what happened with Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be some 16-year-olds,
and Tiger Woods had little kids wanting to play golf.
Yeah, same like the Williams sisters.
Yep, got them girls wanting to play tennis.
Mm-hmm. You find them. We just gravitate. You know, we want the sports that had the big money.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and it's easy to play. As far as your, how far does Curry go?
Yeah, I'm going to pull a Spirit G. How long are we talking in a full-length career?
He's what? He's in his...
like 15 years?
He's in what, his 6th year right now? 6th or 7th?
6th or 7th.
Give him...
You want to tack on like 10 years maybe?
I give him about, say like 15. I give him another 7.
Okay.
To see where he's at. Can he crack the top 5? I don't know. He's been putting him up.
Right, if he continues at the pace that he's going, I'd put him. I think he'd pass Dirk.
The Dirk is 6. I think Dirk is 6.
Is Dirk 5th? Is he 6? He's 5th or 6th. He's 1 or 2. I think he'd crack top 5.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Because then I got to put it into consideration of like LeBron and some of these other dudes.
Oh, yeah, LeBron's getting real close.
That's what I'm saying. So I have to factor in him getting in there and all. And, you know, so I think he'd get close to the top 5. All things considered, I think he'd be right outside the top 5. Maybe like 6 or 7.
Yeah, Dirk is 6. Mm-hmm. He's about a little under 2,000 points away from passing Wilt.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is what's. 15th. He can get, yeah, once you get around the 5, I mean, Kobe Bryant scored a lot.
Yeah. He did. I mean, shit, the nigga scored 82 points and still ain't catching Kareem.
Yeah, I think.
Or Karl Malone, I should say.
With the way LeBron playing, LeBron can probably, I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron does pass Mike for scoring.
Mm.
He can probably do that because he's 26. He's got enough that he can get in the – that he can pass 30,000. I think he'll catch Dirk. Same with Steph. You know, he'll have some time, but I don't know. Kobe Bryant made a lot. You got to make a lot of playoff games too.
You gotta get that in is a true. Lot.
Career success. And, you know, LeBron ain't really been hurt like that. Kobe – wasn't really hurt to the very end. So it's possible.
Yeah.
With the way he's playing, I could see him real close to Dirk. Getting, but I don't know. LeBron just has the benefit of coming straight out of high school. So he's them 2-3 years that he might have been in college, he just got to add to that point total.
Yep.
That's good. Now, appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, much appreciated to all the feedback we got. Much, much appreciated.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, we're getting through some time. So you know what? Let's since we've been talking college ball, we down to the Final Four, man. I'm totally excited. Yeah, my bracket is somewhere, and it's just all screwed the hell up.
Well, my championship picks, neither one of the fucking teams got there. So Kansas just lost to freaking Villanova, so that was done.
Villanova just...
They were just energized, dude. I was low-key. I was watching that game a little bit. They were just everywhere, all over the place, pressure in their asses. Their D was spectacular.
Yeah, it was. Like, wow. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah, okay, they doing the damn thing.
You can see they wanted it, though.
Mm-hmm.
The way they were playing, with the energy they were playing with, they really did want it, so... Shout out to them kids of Villanova. At least Philly got something to be proud of. It's better fucking dealing with the 76ers, weak asses.
Yeah. Came back, man. Villanova, they got a program over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oregon, you was close. You was close.
Fucking but, Pac-12 can't.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, can't get it right, man.
Yeah. I mean, Oklahoma was a tough team.
And that kid, what is it, Buddy Hield?
He's
a fucking beast, man. He's a beast.
Oh, Buddy Hyde or whatever. Yeah, however.
Or Buddy Hyde, yeah.
Like crazy.
He's a fucking monster.
Yeah, he's been going off in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
He's had, shit, games of 27, 36 versus VCU, now 37. Killing it.
40. Need to crack 40.
Damn. 8 of 13 from 3 in that game. He's been stepping up, getting his stock going high.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's making himself some cash.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Oklahoma got that two seeds, two number ones gone. And then, oof, that UVA game.
Mm.
They had it. I was doing something that day. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, Virginia up by like 12.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 minutes ago. Okay. I was like, all right, I'm going to check back in a second. And I look back. I'm like, nigga, Syracuse up. What the hell?
They just roared back.
Yeah, they ramped that zone defense. That pressure kicked in.
Jim Boeheim.
Hey, man. You got to be
credit.
Hey. I mean, people have talked crap about Jim Boeheim over the years, and he's kind of overrated and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, the dude keeps winning. Stuff like this, this is not happenstance.
Yep.
The first time a number 10 seed gets to the Final Four, and everybody was like, I don't know if they even should be in.
Mm.
Like, oh, okay, we shouldn't be in. Okay, we going.
Yep. He know how to motivate his team.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
He took that L. Came out, so I'm saying maybe for y'all, Louisville. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, even though I heard
Syracuse went through something similar. They did the self banning and all that.
Hey, it helps. Better to get it out the way. You can have the NCAA ban you.
Yeah, that is true.
Because you could have been like, you know what? Nah, we good. We won't do that. And then this report come out, they'd have been like, nope, you know what? Y'all ain't in the tournament. You're like, motherfucker.
Yep.
But if Syracuse and then, you know, North Carolina handle business. So they just smack them niggas.
I think it's all ACC, ain't it?
I believe so. There you go. Syracuse,
no, UNC. Syracuse in the Big East.
Yeah.
Or Syracuse in the ACC now.
Syracuse is in the ACC now.
Yeah, so I think it is all ACC.
Villanova's in the – Nova and Oklahoma ain't in the ACC, are they? I don't think
never
so.
Never mind.
It almost
because Oklahoma's Big 12.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, man, I don't hate it that they got rid of the Big East, man. Because you like Syracuse in the ACC, win. I was like, oh, yeah, they got rid of the Big East. Boo. That shit. I'm like, nigga, I grew up on the Big East, man.
Yep.
That was the conference.
It was. I think Villanova is in the ACC. Because weren't they in the Big East?
They were in the Big East, too. God damn it.
Yeah, they are in the ACC. See, it could have been an all-ACC Final Four if North Carolina had, or fucking...
Well, no, because Oregon wouldn't Oregon was playing Oklahoma, so...
Am I?
It was close enough. Everybody was hoping would have packed him pretty good. Like, I guess not.
See, and you stuck in the old times. You keep calling them the Pac-10.
I can't help it.
I hear you, though.
This is ingrained.
It still sounds weird saying Pac-12 sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I have to give it another 5 years. Like, okay. Maybe we have to win some stuff.
I think it would be the Pac-15.
We're gonna add
a few more teams. Like, god damn. All right.
Yeah, man, they will for sure. Man, but yeah, that's gonna be a good one, man. I had UNC losing to Kansas in the national championship, so we'll see if UNC handles it.
At this point, I'm with Oklahoma just for the ties to my mom's.
I feel you. My coin, if I'm picking, I'd pick Villanova NC to meet. I don't know. I want to lean UNC, might get it, but that Nova team.
Yeah, they were impressive.
Mm-hmm. Some other college news. We said Ben Simmons declared for the draft. Like, of course. He did that quick as hell.
Of course he did. As soon as he wasn't in the tournament, I was like, all right, time to go. We know, Ben. We know. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, get your agent. Go ahead and go to the draft. Now, the only question is he going to be a number one pick because it's starting to be debatable.
Well, you know, that's how it always comes at that point. I'm like, you know what? If nigga putting up 20, 10, and 5 all season, I'm like, because, you know, I can't – tournament is one thing.
Yeah.
But you can't ignore the whole body of work.
Exactly. That is true.
You know, but I'm sure whoever is second, I'm like, yeah, don't pick him. He can fall. We'll take him.
I'm sure. Come on, Bulls.
Well, there'll be doubt, and I don't know. And then here come the combine. Everybody be like, oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then I saw John Calipari said all his eligible players are submitting their names for the draft. I'm like, god damn, okay.
And he's used to it.
Yeah, I think
this is the John Calipari thing. Mm-hmm. He plays the game. He knows what to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's letting guys work. I think part of it is he's like, he's letting them get information. He was like, go to the combine. And says, players have 10 days.
They can go now. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you got 10 days after the combine to withdraw your name.
Yeah, you just can't sign with an agent.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that how it used to be?
It was, and they kept changing the time around. But they made it real quick.
Yeah.
But I think
that's cool.
Yeah. I think it was like 3 days at first.
Yeah, it was something real short. Yeah. Now hopefully they turn back that high school rule too.
Yeah. We'll see in a couple years. I'm praying ain't no lockout, but I'm expecting a lockout. Because they're going to want more than that 50%. And be like, we want back up to like 57-60%. No one's going to be like, nope.
That is for sure.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, jump into some NBA and some NFL and, go all around, hit these segments and all that. Y'all listen to Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Damn, Fife, you got fat.
Yeah, I know it looks pathetic. Ali Shaheed Muhammad got me doing calisthenics. Needless to say, boy, I'm bad to the bone. Making love to my mic like Jerobe on the phone. But no time for talks. What? There's bills to be paid.
What? Hoes to be laid. What? Funks to be sprayed. What? Chumps to attack. So my man, watch your back. 93 means skills are a must, so never lack. Sit back and learn. Come now, watch the birdie. His styles are incomplete, same as Vinny Testaverde. Battling? Whenever. Hot damn. Give me the microphone, why? One time. Bam.
Keep it on the cooler, cause here come the heat. Lyrically, it's space, the jazz will pace the beat. As we proceed to elevate you, we info-fo. Run into your dad, the abstracts get bad. As we proceed to move the high bars, we know where's ass. Poets got the gimmicks, but they lack the sassafras to make the average hard rock and cock the Glock. And roam the city streets on a dreary day. I be ingredients like sugar and candy. If your life was broke, girl, I be the handy dandy that can mend you. My feet is a shower for you. I scrub the back and I force the butt crack, make you shiny. Spiffy in a jiff, fucking with the ab, you got the greatest of gifts. Say, yo, my mic is sounding bug. Bob Power, you there?
Yeah.
Adjust the bass of trouble, make my shit sound clear, clear, clear.
Tonight, y'all, we're back. Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to leave any comments, any feedback, and want to talk any sports with us, who you got in the Final Four, who you got winning it all in the national championship, and we're going to get into some NBA, all of that. And left, is your team going to make the playoffs or not? Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or you can hit us up on the show page at blackisonline.com.
Yeah, let us know how you feel. We will definitely hit you back. Holla!
All right. Oh, man, this is NBA. I mean, let's start with Storm's Boothang.
Go ahead.
And all that talk. I mean, this... He getting to be like, I'm with RG3. Just be quiet, play, don't say nothing. I mean,
it's annoying. Yeah. It's getting annoying now.
I mean, what, first it was just, I mean, it's, I wrote damn so much damn crap on this dude. I mean, first the stuff that's not even news with him unfollowing the Cavs on Twitter and Instagram. Oh no. Just panicking, like, this is news, really? This is what we talking about?
Unfortunately, yes. It's so stupid, but yeah.
Yeah, and then it did show, because everybody just said he unfollowed the cat. He also didn't unfollow team broadcasters Allie Clifton and Austin Carr, journalist Lee Jenkins, Chris Broussard, and Dave McMenamin. You know, he's saying he's in playoff mode. He's trying to avoid distractions. I don't fully remember this few years ago.
I remember hearing about it, but again, it wasn't like this, where it was just this looked upon, I guess.
Yeah. It's
And plus, even if he did follow Miami, he never really unfollowed him. No. Not to my recollection.
Not that I can think of either.
Because I was like, here's my only thing. If your whole thing is you're trying to get in playoff mode, that means you are trying to void yourself of any distractions. Yet you know, as being LeBron James, any little thing that you do that even creates an inkling that you may leave Cleveland is going to create a stir. So what do? You unfollow the one fucking person on Twitter that you knew was going to cause a stir. And you're in playoff mode trying to avoid distractions. That's the only, I don't get that. It makes no sense to me. So I'm like, what? Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, it just comes off. It comes off weird because it's like, well, I'm focusing. But, you know, I was like, well, then get off of Twitter, period.
Thank you. How about you just delete the app from your phone?
Yeah, you could do that and you don't get nothing. Then you don't have to worry about it.
But, you know, we can't do that.
No, I can't do that. I still got to keep up with some stuff.
Of course, right? Good Lord.
Then he said he would quit if he suffered the loss like Northern Iowa in that collapse. Ooh, that was a bad collapse.
It was, though. Oof.
But, of course, he's joking, and he joked kind of not really. That's to me. I was like, I know them kind of jokes. He'd be like, oh, that's funny. I was like, but, You didn't make it sound like it was all just joking. And then he talking about he hopes to play with Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Paul before their careers are over.
It's So he's going to sign a one-year deal with L.A., then he's going to sign a one-year deal with New York, and then he's going to – I don't know.
No, he, no, that's not what he wants. He wants all four of them to link up.
Okay.
At some point, which I was like, okay, it's
– whatever.
Like, what are you doing? Like, look, it's a
he's
dream.
Just getting on my, he's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, it's a dream. So I get it. I mean, it's like, okay, cool. I saw that they asked Patrick Ewing about it. But I'm like, you can't do the same thing and be like, well, would you really team up with Bird and Jordan and them? Like, this is not the same thing.
Nope.
Like, these are actually his homies. These are all his friends. Clearly.
I mean, that's not to say that they weren't friends back in the day, but it was more about the competition.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, I like to play with this dude and that dude, but based on the All-Star game. But it was probably like, you know what? I want to beat Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Larry Bird, no, I don't like this nigga. He's probably cool off court, but I don't like his ass. It's like, okay, and you just keep talking about other people, not focusing on your squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then this week they had a bad loss to the Nets.
I saw that. You out see, you somebody posted a Vine with just some of his reactions. He was getting mad. Was that Baylor?
Yeah, might have been. Baylor. Yeah, he was getting upset at some
getting stuff. Pissed off and stuff. I was like, oh, Jesus.
It's just a dude. Lack of effort. And then, you know, Stiggity Storm, your boy's pulling one of my team, talking about rest. Oh, we going to rest Kyrie. And all of a sudden, they blow out the Knicks, and now everything looks good. Kevin Love looks excellent. And you're like, okay, now you're like, I feel like this team, now we in playoff mode. We playoff ready. I think this team can compete for a championship. I'm like, dude, just like a week ago, you said you didn't think they would. We ain't ready yet.
LeBron is just, he's a diva. He's getting on my nerves.
Yeah. I mean, you had to have Tyronn Lue basically tell him, like, dude, you can't be over there you get your ass kicked. We getting our ass kicked by Miami. You over there chumming it up with Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all good. Like, nigga, whose team who do you want to play for? Because clearly you miss playing with Dwayne Wade.
I mean, yes, it seems to be pretty damn obvious. That I don't know. LeBron is he's so freaking hard to figure out. Like, it really is starting to, I'm really starting to wonder if his fucking feelings got hurt when Pat Riley made that comment.
Oh, about, I forgot what it was. After he decided to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we want people who want to be here.
He, you know. Couldn't handle the pressure or whatever. I forgot exactly what Pat Riley said, but it's whatever, man. You know, LeBron at this point, LeBron's a diva. He's about his brand and stuff. And it was funny, you know, a few years ago and stuff like that, but all these antics and stuff with Cleveland, it's getting ridiculous. It's going overboard.
Yeah,
he's getting to a point where he's starting to become from beloved to I don't want to say hated, but people are starting to raise their eyebrows a lot at LeBron now. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, what you doing, man? I don't get it. I don't get it.
It is what it is. Again, Storm, I need to know the pillow talk. I don't know what the hell's going on with your boo.
Nah, he keeps saying stuff, putting his foot in his mouth. You know, like, dude, focus on the game. We know you're not really fond of your team.
Take a page out of Kawhi Leonard's book and just shut the fuck up. Jesus, and just don't say anything.
Give us the simple answers, man. Make it easy on yourself.
Exactly. God.
He always doing something.
Yep.
You know what? We was talking about Bay. Let's talk about your Lakers. Some of this is just stupid. Okay. First it came out, the Lakers were looking into a harassment claim made by a woman against Nick Young and Jordan Clarkson. And this lady is she's an advocate for women's rights and is trying to eliminate the sexual harassment from athletes. And supposedly they were you know, I don't really know the whole thing until like making some comments or some gestures.
Yeah, from what I heard, I was listening to it on Mason in Ireland when it first came up, and apparently they, yeah, she quote unquote said they were making, you know, some egregious comments and things of that nature to her, and I guess her mom was in the car and everything. Mm. But the weird thing about it is, you know, she's an advocate for, you know, stopping sexual harassment from athletes, yet you work in L.A., and yeah, you don't know who two athletes are for the most popular team in Los Angeles. I mean, it seems a little odd. And the funny thing is on Mason and Ireland, they played a clip, and she actually interviewed Nick Young when he was back at SC.
Mm.
So you're telling me you just completely fucking forgot who this guy is that you interviewed? I find that very hard to believe. I saw the little photo that she posted on her Instagram or whatever, talking about do people know these guys, and I just found it very whatever. I mean, there's no real evidence. It's he said, she said, and at this point, story just needs to go away.
Yeah, I thought it was just weird. I was like, if you don't recognize Jordan Clarkson, I get that. I don't know how you don't recognize Nick Young.
Especially when who his fucking fiance is.
Yeah.
Like, the nigga was everywhere for a minute last year.
He was.
I'm like, how do you know? Whatever. I don't believe, I personally, it's nothing against women, but I don't believe her. I don't. I just think she's trying to gain some steam for her cause, personally, and try to get her name out there.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's just me.
Yeah, and then, you know, speaking of Nick Young, I mean, this, and then after that, D'Angelo Russell was taping Nick Young talking about cheating on Iggy Azalea. And I saw that video. Russell, he's like, dumbass. What?
I saw the video, too. D'Angelo Russell's a moron, number one. Number two, if I was Nick Young, I'd have punched that nigga in the locker room the minute I seen him. How the fuck did... Because I'm like, the only way anybody's getting a hold of these videos is if you posted them somewhere.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I'm starting to wonder, I'm like, do these niggas not get along? Do they not really... Does D'Angelo Russell not really fuck with them? And it's like, you know what? I'm going to post this shit. This nigga piss me off or something. I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's...
I don't know why you would post some shit like that, especially, you know, the cat's engaged. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, damn, there's nigga, really?
There's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you taping it in the first place?
Thank you.
Y'all having a damn conversation. Yeah, you having a conversation. You's over there taping some shit?
Hey, maybe he's trying to sneak in and get with Iggy. I don't know.
I don't know. I was like, nigga...
You trying to fuck up a good thing, brother?
Mm-hmm. Creating tension in the locker room. All right, God damn.
Don't need that.
Yeah, I know Russell Westbrook. I know he ain't got the shooting stroke like Curry yet, but man, this dude, another triple-double tonight.
Yeah, they said, I think, Magic, he's had the most since Magic in a season.
That is crazy.
It is. He's a freak of nature, man. Athletically, he's unbelievable. He is an unbelievable player. My only gripe with him is his shooting choices sometimes.
Yeah.
Leave something to be desired, but I mean, I never said Russell Westbrook can't ball. The man can play. And that goes without saying.
Yeah, dude has some serious game.
He's grown. He's mm-hmm. grown. I mean, from when he came out from UCLA, when he was a rookie, he really kind of went from being a guy who really didn't have a position. You didn't know what he was going to play, if he was going to be a point guard, shooting guard, whatever. And he's really, I mean, that's a testament to him, though. That shows you how much work he's put in to improve his game. So much respect to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, dude is killing. What do you have tonight? He had like, let me see.
I'll trade you Derrick Rose for Russell Westbrook.
You would have 26 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists. Beating the Raptors, man.
Jesus Christ.
That dude is just killing. Yeah, I know my squad rested against him. He didn't care. He was like, he's basically like, we playing chess. Like, look, we split our season series already. We basically locked into second place. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. You know, Kawhi Leonard was hurt anyway. He was like, you know what? I ain't playing none of my dudes. Go ahead and get the win.
Because he rested who? He rested Duncan, Kawhi, Ginobili, Parker, and Aldridge.
Yeah. He rested three earlier. He just took them out for like a couple games. Kawhi Leonard was hurt, so he ain't play. And then Aldridge played the night before, and he was like, oh, so back-to-back. No, you can sit out. And look, I feel folk. I know my folk over at Hoopla be clowning me. Like, what is wrong with your dude? Like, he don't care. It's all about the playoffs.
It's all about the big picture. Yeah,
because come the playoff time, of course, nobody's resting.
And and what makes it so ironic is that he gets chastised so much for it, yet all he does is win.
Yeah.
People shit on him for doing it all the time, but he keeps coming out with these winning 50 damn games every season. He got, what, 5 rings? All the man does is win. So you can question his techniques and you can clown him for what he does, but shit, the man get results, so I can't say shit.
That's the thing. It's like I'm winning. So I'm sitting, dude. Yeah, I'm resting, dude. And I have basically putting up historic. I'm having a historic season. Only 4 games behind Golden State. And they historic season and shit.
And it's kind of funny that he rests cats. It's like I rest them because I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have such a huge lead. It's not like they're 7th in the damn West. It's like I'm 2nd in the West. I can afford to rest a guy a game or two.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, whatever. I do it when I'm ready. He's like, I need, you know, look, Tim Duncan old.
Yeah, he
Ginobili's
is.
Old.
So is Ginobili.
Yeah. Tony Parker, he's getting up there. But it's not like, oh, I'll rest Kawhi Leonard like 8 times. He's like, Kawhi Leonard, I'm, you know, he'll give him a break every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like, oh, dude, he hurt. He banged up. I ain't.
That's funny.
That nigga just keeps it going. Since I'm looking, I want to make sure I give him dude a shout out. So he sent me he sent us the topic on Twitter that I hadn't seen. This is Dwight Howard talking about he want to go back to Orlando. You want him back, geez. Teddy?
Teddy, do you want Stickums back?
The fact that he ain't get punished was bullshit. I wasn't like, you know, ain't no slap. He should have got a game for that or at least dock him some pay.
Maybe the NBA felt bad for him. I mean, he sucks, and he got no offensive game, and the man still got to use Stickum. As physical a specimen as he is, the man got to use Stickum to catch a basketball. Maybe they just felt bad for him and sorry for him. We'll just give him a slap on the wrist right now. It's a little pathetic.
Oh, yeah, that's one where he couldn't hold it when they were playing the Thunder. And I just watched it again. It was a live pass, and he couldn't hold it. But
yeah, that's that Stickum. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, now that he ain't got the Stickum, he can't catch anymore. See,
he's been sloppy. Which after I saw it, I was like, you know, now that I think about it, he has been he's always been very turnover prone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, dude,
he's Butterfingers. That need to be his next sponsor, Butterfinger.
He should get that money up.
I can't catch.
Oh, it's from KMartin81 at KMartin81 on Twitter.
Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, Nick, why? Like, Orlando don't need you.
Orlando don't want you, nigga. We got Vucevic. We good. We got a dude who can actually catch the ball.
Yeah, dude. He's not the defensive guy you are, or you were. Like, dude, like we don't want you.
Go to Philly.
Damn, they center heavy.
Oh,
plus, like, we got Aaron Gordon, who's a four. Like, we can't bring you on and not really play you, because then you're going to whine and you're going to want to get paid, too.
Dwight can't go nowhere. Go to fucking Dallas, Dwight. Go across the street.
If you want to, Dallas is on a damn free fall, man.
Yeah.
They 3-7, their last 10 games. Saw that Chandler Parsons is having season in the surgery.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, he hasn't been the same.
He hasn't.
I think the Rockets knew his knees were fucked up. They had to have.
They probably did and were like, nah, you know what? You can have him.
Exactly.
He has been, man, he can't stay healthy for jack.
Better be glad that money's guaranteed.
Oh, you know he is.
Hell yeah, like at least I'm getting my $45 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Mm. Here we go, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, just so we get this out the way, my sorry ass Bulls, man. I don't know, man. Just throw in the towel on the season. Derrick Rose I'm on the cusp, folks. I am really on the cusp. I know a lot of you have already jumped off the ledge. I'm almost on the cusp of just waving the flag and just saying, it's time. It's time to go. I'm going to give him one more season, man. I am going to give him one more. It's the last year of his contract anyway. We might as well ride out one more season, see what we got. Hopefully, Powell decides to come back with us. You know, Fred Hoiberg got a year under his belt. We forget he is a rookie coach.
Yeah.
And he is following some big shoes to fill when Gwen Thibodeau, who had very high expectations. So, again, I'm going to just lead this season as a mulligan. There are a lot of changes, a lot of injuries. Just going to toss it to the wayside, and we'll move on to next season. Fuck it.
Dude, yeah, you already had a team meeting. Clear the air with y'all.
Clear what air? There's nothing to clear. The meeting was too late. I told Chris, I was like, when did they have a team meeting? That shows you how much I have been keeping up with my Bulls. I had no clue.
Dude, I mean, they've been that bad. You was talking about Teddy D. Orlando beat y'all again.
Again. Just lost by 2 tonight to freaking Atlanta. Like
111-89. The Knicks beat y'all. I'm back at home and away. Y'all just in a funk, man.
I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is, but we got to fix it. So.
Yeah, y'all better do it soon. It seemed like it's not. It's just a combination of everything. I think Thibodeau was wearing on his players. It wasn't like, let's just get rid of Thibodeau because we don't want him. It's just like it was wearing.
Yeah.
It's just that y'all like 20th in offense and defense. You're like, okay, we dropped on defense, fine, but then the offense ain't doing shit either.
Yeah. You just got to find an even balance, because I think it went from one extreme to another, where you had a guy who was just like a strict disciplinarian to a dude who's kind of too loose.
Yeah.
So it's just finding that balance, that correct balance. So we'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're finding the right guys. You know,
we got the talent.
It's just figuring out who's staying and who's going.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the change didn't help. Once Joakim Noah, that situation probably started everything.
Yeah.
He's basically the leader of the team, and he goes from not really playing to then he's just hurting out. You're like, shit.
Yeah.
And injuries pile up, and Jimmy Butler was on fire, and he got hurt, and now he hadn't really found it back. He's kind of the leader, but he's kind of pissing some guys off, too.
Yeah, it's just a whole ugly situation. I don't know. Got to figure it out, man.
Yep. Then, you know, Blake Griffin back. He's cleared to play, which means get them four games over with. Get that suspension.
Yep, get that suspension done.
He's going to be playing with, like, what, seven? Feel like seven games left or some shit. Less than 10 to play. Better work him in slow.
If he was smart, he'd be coming back about 80% healthy. Serve the suspension, then let him get 100%.
Yeah, good. I'm like, he's clear to play. But
yep. Even though he's really not, wink, wink.
Right, but I guess it's something, it's something they had to do.
Hey, why not? Loopholes.
Yeah, no, no, I'm with you on that. Better figure that out. But yeah, the Clippers better figure it out.
Yeah, they I mean, they
locked in, but like I said, he need to come off the bench. I mean, they clinched the playoff spot already. Hang in there. But yeah, man, Dallas fell out. Shit. Right now, Utah 7th. Houston's 8th. Utah going to be – oh, and they scared. I don't want to play – we can beat Utah. I'd rather not play them either. Utah going to make us work.
Yeah, they are.
I'm like, I'll take Houston. I'll take Houston over fucking Utah, man. Utah's scrappy.
Of course you will. Utah's Houston scrappy. Don't play no defense.
Nope. Utah's scrappy. Put Kawhi Leonard on James Harden, bother him all day.
Yeah, don't even worry about Dwight. He can't catch the ball anyway.
Nope, he'll get his baskets. But LaMarcus Aldridge is going to kill him.
Yeah.
Him and Dunn. Then we can play our bigs and then just go to work.
Yep.
Yeah, and in the East, you know, Cleveland's up 3 games over Toronto. They may actually hold on. Atlanta's in 3rd looking real nice. Atlanta's starting to catch fire at the right time. Miami's 4th. You know, of course, we'd like to see that matchup. Boston 5th, Charlotte beat my squad. They looking scrappy. Yeah, Indiana and then Detroit. Y'all 10th, tied with the Wizards.
Yeah, let's drop to 11th or 12th. We get a higher draft pick.
Got both of them. I'm looking at the bottom, and that's all. Like, the Wizards disappointing, Bulls disappointing. Orlando should be better.
Milwaukee's
behind them. No fucking excuse. The Knicks behind them. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
You thought at least all them teams should be competing for a playoff spot.
Yep.
Nope.
Frustrations.
Yeah, buddy. All right, moving on. Hopping this NFL.
All right.
Man, it's been crazy. Let's get to the big stuff. Of course, every season, there's some changes. Every goddamn year, some fucking changes. The touchbacks on kickoffs come at the 25-yard line. Kickoffs only. Players are subject to automatic ejection for 2 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in the same game. Like, what the hell? Here we go. According to these are only 10. These are for 2016 only. They'll wait and see if they want to make them permanent.
Well, every player has hated that rule specifically.
Yeah.
That 2 personal foul rule. Everybody's hated that rule.
Yeah, I guess they changed the wording so it's not personal foul, but it's unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. This touchback on kickoff, yeah, they just don't want returns anymore.
Nope.
You know, like, I get it. On one hand, it is for protection. These, you know, the returns are where a lot of the biggest injuries seem to happen.
Shout out to Lish and Lindsay from Unscripted. This shit's going to turn into Sarcastaball.
Why is that?
Are you kidding me with the kickoff? Now we don't want kickoffs. I'm about to be on that Randy train. Why don't we just have the players wear bras? Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's like, well, you're taking on one of the most exciting plays, too. I'm like, damn, won't you? You know what? Let's just get rid of special teams altogether.
Might as well. This nicks the field goals and all.
Like, damn.
God, I mean, I get it from the safety issue. I get it. But, Jesus.
Yeah, because now if you're a punter, you got to do a kickoff. I'm like, you kick that. You don't even kick it out of bounds now. You kick that shit at like the 2. Make them run it back because they ain't getting to the 25. And before it was like, boop, you kick it all the way out, they'll get that to 20. Now they not going to do that.
Nope. Now I'm going to kick it softer.
Yep, I'm going to kick it short and get at the 5. Yep. Make them run it in. Like,
fuck y'all, man. Always making us change shit.
Every time. And now, of course, you know, the ones that they changed last year are now permanent. The line of scrimmage on PAT is permanently moved to the 15-yard line.
Well, that I like.
Yeah, that was a good rule.
Yeah.
And all chop blocks are now illegal. Like, okay, fine.
And it's kind of funny. I was reading about that one. A lot of people deem that the Denver rule.
Oh, why is it? That's what y'all do.
The Broncos have been known to chop block a lot.
Ooh.
All through the Mike Shanahan era and all. They basically were like, that's kind of not what led to a lot of the 1,000-yard running backs, but a lot of people have mentioned, you know, chop blocks and stuff like that. A lot of it with Denver and their zone system.
Mm.
But reading the article, I guess the NFL came out and basically said they used Denver as an example of how to do it the correct way. So I don't know, man. Whatever. If we're doing it right and it helped us win a championship last year, fine by me. I don't care.
Right.
But I do know that you get a lot of chop blocks. So, yeah, that's another rule I think players themselves are kind of iffy about. Like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, but they're not fans of the chop block either.
Yeah. Well, especially if you a lineman and shit. Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with all that.
You're taking out my legs, boy.
Yeah, don't do that. Sean Payton got him a 5-year extension with the Saints.
That was surprising, only because I heard so many rumors of him going to another team and them trading him possibly and stuff, and then that came out of the blue. So maybe Drew Brees was campaigning for him.
He might have, because yeah, it did seem weird because they were like, are they going to trade him? And then it was like, okay, I guess he's coming back for the year. All right. Because, I mean, Miami was trying hard to get him.
But I think part of it, too, was ownership. Because I know the owner had been having some issues with his family because I guess he's older and he's, I guess, not all there in the head.
So it's
somewhat
yeah.
of a power struggle between him and his kids and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on up there.
Yeah, that's – yeah, but, I mean, he's top five coach, head coach in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you got your quarterback. You got your head coach. You know, now they got to focus on get that defense better.
That's the key. If they can get that defense up, they'll be good. They added Kobe Fleener, which I did like.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's nice.
Nice pickup.
Speaking of pickups, I saw Reuben Randall signed a 1-year deal with the Eagles.
Whoopity-doo. Shoot, he's better than Riley Cooper.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's
got a plus.
Yeah, he's got some talent. He just never really blossomed like that with the Giants.
Yeah, plus they plucked him from a division rival, so mm-hmm. I guess that can't hurt.
Oh, no, you know, the niggas love doing that. They just be hopping a 10-10. Because, I mean, look, Alfred Moore signed him a 2-year, $5.5 million with the Cowboys.
That one intrigued me a little bit.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right, so I'm just curious. I'm wondering if they're going to use Darren McFadden as maybe a third down back or something like that until Lance Dunbar comes back. But we'll see. I mean, at least now I guess you've addressed your running back situation a little bit, so you don't necessarily have to spend a high pick on one. So you can focus on, you know, boosting up your defense or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, yeah. I like he's more of a physical type back, you know, with that and with the line they got, you know, that works for them.
He'll find some holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he will. The Cardinals traded to get Chandler Jones.
It's just synthetic, huh?
From New England. I was like, wow, okay. Not bad.
Like Chandler Jones, his little synthetic marijuana stunt going to cost him a little bit of money. But besides that, I thought that was a good move for Arizona. They needed a pass rusher. So they got one of the better younger ones in the league. They just going to have to fork out the dough to sign him.
Yeah.
But, and I did like what New England got, I must say. I did like what they received in return.
Oh, the guard, Jonathan Cooper.
I like Jonathan Cooper. He was highly touted coming out of North Carolina. And I think he was a top 10 pick, if I'm not mistaken. He just been hurt the past couple of years. But New England needs help up front on their O-line. So I thought that was a good pick. And did they get a first or second round
pick? They got a second round pick.
Second round pick. And they ain't got a first round pick. So they needed that.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard Robert Kraft wrote a letter to Goodell asking for their draft picks back.
And Roger Goodell said, oh, fuck you.
Hell no, nah, you ain't getting it back. Like you still cheated. Damn, you act like nothing happened. Like, fine. If Tom Brady wasn't involved with it, okay. But you still did some cheating.
And now it's coming out. They still might fucking suspend Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. This shit just is dumb. Man.
it's in court right now, I guess, again.
They keep killing us with this shit, man. Just leave it alone.
It's really stupid.
Stop it! Stop it! I can't take it
anymore! Like, this is gonna be like 3 years going. Like, come on.
By the time it come out and he gets suspended, he gonna be retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it doesn't matter. So it was all for nothing anyway. Thanks.
Hey, man, you got R. Robert Griffin III finding him a new home, going with the Browns. 2 years, $15 million. Got him a $3.5 million signing bonus, $3.25 million guaranteed. I like it.
Larger through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it. I mean, we've heard like stories. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Aaron B. over at the Black Astronauts. We was chopping it up. He was like, oh, man. He was like, these Cleveland fans out here. I mean, shit.
I believe it, man.
Look, I'm sure he did not like you losing Hugh Jackson, losing him Great. To Cleveland. And, you know, they liked it. He should be more of a solid coach for RG3. He just need a bounce.
I think him being a brother helps.
Probably so. What I need from... Look, he going to Cleveland, and people say this is where quarterbacks go to die. Oh, for his sake, he can play a little better. But he's got to really check his shit at the door. Whatever baggage of ego he brought to Washington, hopefully it stayed in Washington.
Well, the ego is going to go only because you were basically relegated to going to the worst team in football. It was basically to that point that that was your option, going to the worst team in football, only because the quarterback they got now is a fucking alcoholic and can't stay out of trouble. So for RG3, I would say that is probably the best place for him, because he's going to be humble, because if he isn't humble just by the fact that he had to sign with the Browns. Those Cleveland fans will humble himself. It's like, dude, we've seen quarterbacks come and go. You ain't nobody here. So, I mean, looking at it, this probably is the best position for him. Expectations are extremely low.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, as far as I'm concerned, LeBron James is the king of Cleveland, so really anything he does is like a drop in a puddle in the ocean. It's not really going to make a dent, I don't think, because now you have another athlete who overshadows you tenfold. So really you don't matter. I hate to put it that way, nigga. You don't matter here in Cleveland. You're nobody right now.
Nope.
So he's going to have to build himself back up. He's with a coach and Hugh Jackson, who I think
I got you saying now.
Yep. Who did a good job with the Raiders, got the short end of the stick. He should have never been fired, and did a good job with Andy Dalton. I think he can do a good job with RG3. The only thing with RG3 now, he's going to have to worry about is he ain't got no weapons. I mean, it's really a lot of it is just on him. So he's really going to have to bust his ass and work to really be good. And they could possibly, there's the rumors are out there, they're going to be picking a quarterback at number two. So, I mean, once a franchise picks a quarterback in the top five, regardless if you're starting today or not, your leash is only so long.
Yeah.
So he's got a limited amount of time to revamp his image and his worth before he hits the free agent market again. So he needs to capitalize on this opportunity.
Yeah, he does. Hopefully he does it well. Just build it up so at least, you know, you show you got some potential.
Exactly. I'm pulling for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling for him.
Yeah, I mean, he was drafted, too. You guys still should have some game left in him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, he wasn't playing all last season, so it ain't like he hurt.
Well, let's hope not, because this man got hurt just being blown on.
Yeah. Congratulations to the L.A. Rams to appear on Hard Knocks this season. It's going to be good.
I should have known.
That was smart on their part.
Should have known, especially since, yeah, they're the new team. And, you know, Todd Gurley's the new dude.
Yeah.
He took the lead by storm a little bit.
Yeah, get your bubble, get some name out there, get people knowing you. I saw something real quick. I believe I saw it on Twitter somewhere. I guess there was a billboard out that got taken down out here real fast. It would look like it was like Los Angeles, greater sign, St. Louis. It was like, damn.
Oh,
and
my God.
It was like, yeah, it said it was like L.A. Rams billboard that quickly went up, came down real fast.
Ooh.
And it was like, ooh, yeah, like.
Like, who approved that?
I don't know. Somebody who's salty that they left the first time. Because at that point, I'm like, who cares? Like, they back.
They here, exactly.
You need to be like, welcome back, Rams. Don't be like, oh, nigga, well, you left someplace. You came back to the better city. I'm like, well, nigga, don't forget they left your ass.
Yeah, about to say, they'll leave again.
Mm-hmm. Knowing that owner, but shit.
That's funny.
That's what I was hilarious. Tough news, man. I saw linebacker Justin Houston has ACL surgery. 2016 season may be in doubt. Like, oh, man. I know that's, I hate to see it, but I know, you know, I know you and Baylor ain't really tripping. You know, like, oh, well, okay.
I mean, I'm not tripping. Only because, of course, you know, that's my division foe. So I'm like, oh, cool. That lightened the blow a little bit for us. But at the same time, you hate to see a dude like Justin. Because I like Justin Houston as a player. And you hate to see a dude like that, you know, go down under those circumstances. And he's probably next to, like, he's probably a top three pass rusher. And I would put Khalil Mack and Von Miller in that category with him.
Mm-hmm.
As the top three pass rushers in the league. So for him to go down, that's a big loss for Kansas City.
That is, man. I was like,
that's a huge loss. And that doesn't even include fucking Jamal Charles coming back from a torn ACL.
Nah, your two best players is hurt.
Yep.
That's not good.
At all.
And last thing with the NFL, this Odell Beckham Jr. versus Josh Norman just keeps going.
Still?
Justin was making rounds. He was on Sports the Nation. And I think they asked him, was that when they asked him? Oh, when they said Sports Nation asked him to describe Beckham in just one word, he said, okay. I've also said, and I guess he tweeted while Justin was on the show, that boy should thank me for all I've done for you. You're welcome, no, LOL. Mm-hmm. And Josh Norman added Odell Beckham. As your boy Drake would say, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers, huh? I'm not going to subtweet you. I'm going to at you. So what's up? Like, oh, shit. Because they did show, it was like, who was his top five? It was like, who's your top five wide receivers? He was like, he said, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
He did say Kelvin Benjamin. That was funny. But I was like, okay, that's your teammate. And, God damn, who else? And he said a good one. It was a guy who was literally top five. Who is it? I'm not sure. But then, you know, I was like,
is it Calvin Johnson or?
I don't think so. I can't remember. But it was, and I think AJ Green.
Mm.
That's who it was. And it was like, oh, no, Odell Beckham. Oh, please schedule these niggas again. Please.
No, because they're just going to get ejected based on the new rules.
Well, we'll see if Odell Beckham can handle himself. Just let him talk your shit. Just beat him.
Yeah, that is true.
Or just, you know, let the dude next to you go out. Well, it would be Victor Cruz, but I don't know about Victor Cruz.
Yeah,
I doubt it. Quickly, MLB. Alex Rodriguez said he's going to retire after 2017 season when his contract is up. So, which means
don't care.
Nope, he's got to, you know, he's going to be trying to go for them records. Got to pass Babe Ruth, at least.
After all the PEDs and the steroid shit, dude, I really don't care right now. I don't. I personally don't.
Yeah.
I don't. So, you know, I wish him the best, but I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, because baseball's right around the corner. You know,
yes, sir. Hopefully my White Sox can do something about that drama.
Yeah, y'all should. Dodgers have some of their own. Not really drama, but just sadness with Andre Ethier. Was out 10 to 14 out, like, weeks.
Fracture tibia. Out, like, 3.5 months. Oof. And then I read Puig was hurt the other day.
Oh, fuck. It wasn't not that long ago. They were deep in the outfield. Yep. They were like, we don't even have enough people to play these positions. Now
you rail thin.
Mm-hmm. And then shit with Indian Wells CEO Raymond Moore, who resigned after his comments saying women players for tennis riding the coattails of men. I was like, what, dude?
I heard that and saw the little clip when they played it on First Take, and I was just like, you're a fucking moron. If I've ever seen it, you're a fucking moron.
He was like, they need to just get on their knees and thank the Lord that they got a Roger Federer and a Nadal and a Djokovic.
And I'm some like, of those men better be on their knees thanking the God that they got a Serena Williams.
That's real. I mean, Serena came out. She didn't, totally clown his butt, but she was just like, look, last time I saw, we had this huge jaw for the women. It was like, I don't see the men doing that.
Mm-hmm. Billie Jean King.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and, I think I saw Djokovic had his comment of, saying.
And who was old girl? Was it Nella Tolova?
Yeah.
What's her name? Yeah.
Yeah, they always, women, Serena Williams especially, they just got dominant players. Now, if there were no stars in the women's game, I could understand it.
Yep.
But that's not the case.
Sharapova?
Yeah, that's not the case. They got good players.
Yep. And I can negate, the list goes on, bro. So, shut up and that shit was funny. He resigned like.
Oops.
The next day.
Yeah, I was like, ugh. Cause you saw it when you read this comment, you were like, oh shit.
I was like, you're a dumbass.
Well, somebody about to get punished.
Yep. Harsh too.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Let's get into it. 5 minutes with Grandpa. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Hit us with it. What you got?
All right, for sure. So for the 5 minutes with Grandpa, I'm going to make this quick. Shout out to Stiggity Storm. She sent us a tweet the other day and it had some of the biggest draft busts for like every team.
Mm-hmm.
And that just got me to thinking. And I can't stand the P word. That potential word drives me insane. Now, I know I said that, I think that the kids should have the right to go to NBA straight out of high school. And I do think that's true. But I think that's more so just as a right. I just think you shouldn't be forced to have to go to school for a year to pursue a career. I mean, in basketball, because yeah. I mean, in a sense, it's a job. It is an occupation. It's a profession. It's a job. And I don't think you should be required to go to 1 year of school, even though all jobs have their certain qualifications that you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think going to school should necessarily be a qualification of playing basketball because it doesn't correlate, because it doesn't go hand in hand, because in a sense, I mean, me doing, statistics or algebra or whatever the case may be in college has no bearing on me bouncing a ball and putting it in a hoop. So in that aspect, I think those kids should be allowed to go to go straight to the pros from the NBA. Now, that does not mean that the NBA can't be smarter in picking and choosing the prospects that they pick for those teams. I mean, just looking at some of the list of names on those teams and, looking at some of the names of some of the biggest busts in NBA history is just like in recent memory. I mean, just looking at it, you're like Michael Olowokandi. Nikolai Skidishvili, Robert Tractor Trailer. I mean, there are just some dudes where you're just like, yeah, you kind of knew they weren't going to be that good. Like Johnny Flynn. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just certain dudes out there. So, I mean, I really hate dudes getting picked based off potential and, Kwame Browns and your Eddie Currys and Eddie Griffin's and these dudes where they ooze in potential, your Darius Miles, your DeJuan Wagners. I can keep going with some busts. Jonathan Bender, I can keep going on. And it's the one thing all of them had in common is they had so much fucking potential.
High ceiling.
You know who didn't have high ceiling? Draymond Green didn't have no high ceiling.
Nope.
I'm just saying. I mean, you got some of these other cats. Tony Parker's ceiling wasn't high. David Lee's ceiling wasn't high. Jimmy Butler was supposed to be a role player. Gordon Hayward ain't supposed to be that good. Paul George was supposed to be okay. I mean, come on, man. Seriously? I mean, you really got to do your homework when it comes to some of these talented players. How the fuck did Kawhi Leonard drop the 15th? I mean, are you really kidding me with some of this? How in the fuck did Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio go ahead of Steph Curry? Like, just how did Greg Oden go ahead of Kevin Durant? I mean, it's just some of these things. Even how the hell did Oluwakandi go ahead of Mike Bibby? I mean, it's just some things where you're just like, it's baffling.
Yeah, it's
really baffling. I mean, just some of the moves these guys make, it really just blows your mind away. And it's crazy. It's just crazy. So I can't stand the P word. I hate the P word of potential, because all I see when I hear potential is bust. And I hate the fact that every time a dude is in his junior or senior year in college, it's like, oh, he's hit his ceiling already. I'm like, how the fuck is he hit his ceiling just because he's a senior in college? He's 22. He can't get no better. I mean, Jesus Christ, you on that Michael Jordan. His game's still the same from high school. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, guys can't improve over time. It takes me off. Like Kyle Korver. Kyle Korver was supposed to be just a three-point shooter. Clearly, he can do a little bit more than that. I mean, it's just, you got to do your homework with some of these dudes. Just because a dude spent, you know, a few more years in college, as far as I'm concerned, his game is more refined than the dude who's 18, 19 years old coming out of one-year college who played 5 minutes a game, 5 minutes a game and put up 0.1 points a game. Like, I don't understand how a dude who put up 20-some points a game in college is looked at as an okay prospect, and he's like a mid-first-round pick, maybe late first-round pick. Yet a dude who has played 3 minutes a game at a fucking school, but because he's long and has athleticism, oh, his potential's through the roof. He has to be the number one pick. That doesn't mathematically compute with me. So I don't get it. Again, this P word of potential, I can't stand it. I'm just like, GMs, do your freaking homework, man. Scout these guys. Truly scout these guys and stop just trying to swing for the fences all the time and hit a home run and luck on a player who, so you can be like, yep, that was me. We picked that guy. F that. I'm trying to pick dudes so we can win. So that's all I got. Potential is overrated, folks. That's 5 minutes with Grandpa. There you go.
Yeah, it is.
That boy's got talent.
Mm-hmm. You hear that all the time. Who's my boy? Wasn't Marvin Williams the number two overall pick? He went ahead of Chris Paul. How did that work out?
Chris Paul and Darren Williams.
How did that work out? I'm just saying, man.
That's like, always going to be one of them picks that you just like, nigga, you need it. That's one of the situations where we always say don't draft for need, but I was like, you had a gaping hole at point guard.
And he wanted to play for you.
And you knew, everybody was like, this dude is going to come in and contribute immediately. No, we're going to take Marvin, who was the sixth man on a championship team. The person who's lasted the longest on that team, well, it's him and fucking Raymond Felton.
Yep.
I mean, look, Marvin Williams has carved himself out a nice player.
Mm-hmm.
But if you went for fucking Chris Paul, you might have actually.
But if you're talking about the number two overall pick, we don't want a nice player.
No. Even Bogut's had a solid career.
Exactly.
I understood him at number one. He actually, health was his problem.
Yep.
But he was balling for a period.
Yep.
Marvin Williams, there you go. You drafted a role player from jump.
Tim Duncan was a senior, but he hit his ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Get the hell out of here.
Like, all right. Yeah, but he, I was back in the day when niggas stayed.
Yeah.
Now they'd be like, Tim Duncan, get the fuck on out. If you play for Kentucky, Kyler Perry would be like, nigga, leave.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Number one pick easily.
You better leave. Don't be coming back over here.
That's funny. But yeah, that's all I got. All
right. Cool, man. Let's get into these awards.
All right.
Let's start off with the Norse Award.
Norse voice. Norse!
All right. I have a few I'm giving out. Right. Give one out to CJ McCullough, who on Twitter after Howard fumbled that ball versus OKC for the win, he tweeted, he needed that stick'em. Hashtag too soon. I'm like,
oh, they clowning.
Mm-hmm. Give one to Manuel Mudiay for that game winning three versus Sixers. God, I felt so bad for Philly. Because they were all up on him. He just was like, he bobbled the ball and then just threw it up. And it went in. I was like, damn, you guys can't even get a fucking win.
They can't catch a break.
Nah, they cannot. They just struggling. I think they still stuck on 9 wins. Like, god damn.
And then I just hope we can win a game.
And then rumors are coming out. They're talking about they might trade Okafor.
They got to do something.
Yeah, like if Embiid's healthy, we trade Okafor. Like, oh my fucking, are you serious?
Nigga, because Embiid ain't going to be worth jack.
Yeah, I guess Okafor does bring you the most value. But even though he's coming off an injury.
Yeah. Like, you know, they got to do something. Shout out to your Teddy D. This is for you, Russ Smith. Scored a D-League record 65 points. Balling.
I tweeted that that article out, and I was like, I know Teddy know who this cat is.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no say.
He know a gang of folk.
He know everybody.
Repping your shout out. Rep the Ville, man. That's what's up. Another one going out to Dan Lebatard for his article about that baseball game being played in Cuba. I mean, that was very deep, man. That was a great read. If you guys haven't read it, I would suggest you guys read it. He's spitting that real.
Mm.
You know, talking about his grandmother and, you know, all that, having to deal with Cuba and all the bad things about it. And he's like, you just bringing a fucking baseball game here. He was like, that's not going to erase all the bad feelings that all these Cuban people have about why they leaving. He was like, basically, like, unless you're going to actually change how the government is run and treats people there, why the fuck are you there playing a game?
Mm.
I mean, it was real heavy. I mean, that day, I seen something else. He got it. He was getting emotional. I think they played some video on some protesters protesting the game and them kind of getting just, you know how they do with protest, just pulling them out and dragging them. I mean, you know, the dude loves his country.
Absolutely. Wants to see it better. And I ain't mad at him for it,
Nah.
And I mean, like Dan Lebatard.
I do, too. His show, from time to time, sometimes it's not my thing, but, you know, he's a great writer. He's a great journalist, so I give him all them props, man. I hope things get better there now with all this influx of, you know, business and whatnot is trying to come there. Hopefully the regime will start making some changes for the good of the people.
Absolutely.
And my last one, I meant to do this last week, but I want to give a shout out to the ladies of the Pisces Life podcast, Kai Love and I Am Just Leticia. A couple weeks ago, they had their final episode. I think the ladies were just ready, you know, to move on to do different things in their lives. But I just want to say shout out to y'all ladies. Enjoyed the show. I was glad we got a chance to meet you guys when you guys were out here in L.A. And I know for Kai, I know she's dropping an album, but hey, if you listening, we still owe you. We still got to get you back on the show. So yeah, I know football season is coming. So, you know, we're going to hit you up for sure.
Rep them Bears and sorry, Jay Cutler. Nah, just playing. But definitely want to give y'all ladies a shout out and wish y'all the best in the future. You know, Kai, definitely appreciate you taking the time to bless us with your presence on the show. I know we had you on once. We definitely got to get you on again. So you definitely got an open invite. But, you know, shout out to you ladies. I know sometimes things get in the way. You got bigger and better things to do. And I ain't mad at you. Keep pursuing and being successful.
That's what's up. All right, man. That's it for me.
All right. Mine is very short and sweet. I just got one. And mine goes to former NFL offensive lineman Darren Coolidge. Previously played for the Packers, the Cardinals, and the Dolphins. He has been retired since 2014 and has decided to join the National Guard.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was pretty cool. He sent out a message saying, this was back on March 22nd, says, "Today I'm proud to announce I have thrown my hat back into the ring and decided to join a new team, start a new chapter, and seek out a new adventure. After a year of retirement, a much-needed vacation, and overdue time with my family, I've decided to hit the free agent market. After much deliberation and discussion, I'm proud to sign my longest-term deal of all time, 8 years, and have enlisted in the Army National Guard. After all my time in the NFL, traveling, meeting, and supporting the troops, I've decided to step up and stand shoulder to shoulder with them. This was not a decision made lightly. We live in an ever-changing world, and at this time in my life, I feel it is best served with me in defense of my family, state, and country. With the support of my family, friends, I look forward to the work and road ahead." So shout out to Darren Coolidge, man. I mean, to be a former NFL player who decides to, you know, give back to his country, and, you know, after, you know, I mean, let's be real. I mean, a lot of the players, they make a lot of their money off the American public, you know, with us watching them buying their merchandise and all that other stuff. But, you know, for him to be able to retire and give back to his country and go ahead and join the National Guard, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was a pretty cool gesture.
No, it is. Hey, something he wants to do, and that's the way he wants to give back. Hey, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. That's all I got.
Sweet. Those are some good ones, man. Let's get into these.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
What you got?
All right, I got a couple. So, first and foremost, DeMarcus Cousins. George Karl about to get fired.
Oh, shit.
So, basically, I guess it came out that George Karl had mentioned that Seth Curry, Steph Curry's brother, would pretty much only last in the league a couple years. Apparently George Karl said these comments. I'm not sure exactly when and where he said these comments, but it came out that he did say he'd probably last only a couple years. And in a game a couple days ago, Seth Curry played, and I think he scored like 17 points or something. He had a good game.
Okay.
And then they interviewed him after the game, and who else but DeMarcus Cousins comes up from behind and just like, yo, he's like, this kid right here, he's going to be in the NBA a long time, a very long time. And it's just like, goddamn, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm like, here we go. The coach says one thing, DeMarcus Cousins always says the other. Him and George, I'm telling you, they are due for a split, and George Karl is going to be the one to go. He got to.
Yeah, if they want to keep DeMarcus Cousins.
Yep.
Oh, even with that, you might just want to cut bait. But
exactly. This next one I thought was kind of foul. Jeff Teague got a little left behind. So after a game a couple days ago with the Atlanta Hawks, Jeff Teague, you know, went to the locker room, changed his clothes, took a shower, the whole nine yards, came back out to the team bus being gone already.
Oh, shit.
They Damn. Left his ass. Yes, they left his ass. Fortunately, I guess they said his sister lived in the area, so she was able to give him a ride and pick him up from the arena, but it was kind of like,
damn.
I'm like, do these fools get like a time limit where it's like you got to be here by a set time or we leaving? Because I'm like, Jeff Teague's technically one of your star players, so it doesn't seem right that you would leave him of all people behind. I can see if it's like your 14th dude on the bench, but your right. starting point guard?
Yeah.
That's, and nobody on the bus was like, yo, where Jeff at? Something? I just thought that was fucked up. And then the last one, Baylor, first of all, I want to apologize for doing this. But it's got to go to the Lakers for tonight's 48-point loss to Utah fucking, which matches their largest defeat in Lakers history.
Oh, hold on. I got something for that.
Damn!
48. I think they said at one point they were down like 53.
God damn.
But yeah, I mean, oh shit, it's so fucking, it's really is sad. And you thought it couldn't be worse. I mean, I truly did think the Lakers would show improvement and be better this season. They are, think with three more losses, they will have eclipsed their worst record from last season. So in a sense, they're worse this year than last year. So this Kobe farewell tour can't be over fast enough. I mean, this thing is just starting to draw out and just be a freaking circus now. I mean, it's really pathetic. It really is sad.
Damn.
Hey, shout out to Rodney Hood. That brother was balling.
Oh, he was hot.
That boy good. But yeah, sorry, Baylor. But yeah, the Lakers, what the fuck?
Damn.
What the fuck are we doing out here? I asked you. What in the fuck are we doing here?
No, that was the radio tonight.
Yeah.
Jesus. God damn.
Yep.
Y'all better hope y'all get this number one pick or something, because shit.
Better hope you get a top three.
Really?
God, if you listen, help!
But that's all I got.
God damn.
Yeah.
Damn something. All right, I got a few. First one, the Raiders got their chance to go back to the Oakland Coliseum. The people who own it, though, basically decided to triple their rent last year. To the lease to pay the Oakland Coliseum was $925,000. For this season, they got to pay $3.5 million.
Damn.
And I believe that includes the training facility in Alameda. I was like, damn, 3.5?
They really don't want you there no more.
No, they're like, oh, if you're going to be here, nigga, we charging. God damn.
This for all the bullshit we put up with your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that is cold.
I was like, god damn.
Talk about a super tax with interest, nigga.
Yeah, I was like, man, what Oof. In the fuck?
Woof. Jesus Christ.
Next one is going to Gene Simmons from the band Kiss, who was talking his shit about hip hop, saying he can't wait for it to go die. Away. Yeah. I mean, I can assume he's talking about a lot of the commercial stuff that's out here. I want to believe that, but I'm pretty sure he was probably talking about the genre as a whole. Like, well, niggas, it's just talking. You know, I don't like that kind of crap. It feels like that seat of Lawrence Tucker where you're like, well, what do you want in this place? I mean, it, you know, everything has its moment. It's not going to go. It's not going to be like disco. People think, well, disco just die. But people still make disco type jams.
My thing is, isn't that what music is? Isn't music just talking? I mean, in a sense, I mean, if you look at all different types of music, all you're really doing is talking.
Yeah, some people
are just talking to a beat. And I mean, if you want to get technical, you look at country music, that's all they do is talk.
Mm-hmm.
They just be talking. They just be telling stories.
Yeah, some people will sing to it, but I mean, that's what it is. And he don't know. He ignorant, and you know, like I did kind of agree with him when he was like, you know, he didn't want, he's a rock and roll head. I get that. And he preferred to not have hip hop acts in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I'm totally fine with.
Yeah, they I'm fine with that. Own hip hop Hall of Fame, which I know the Hip Hop Digest said they coming out with one. I get, or yeah, they have work. A hip hop museum.
Yeah, that's eventually. I think that should happen.
But they should get hip hop Hall of Fame.
It's yeah, like, but I mean, it's,
go in there.
It's stuff that kind of not. I mean, you got blues and stuff in there. Although you can say blues help influence rock and roll.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, Gene's a word. Okay, you know, you can just be quiet.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It really don't. No, unless you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna say, you know what, I wish they would play more of this artist than that artist. Okay, then I'd be cool with it. But if you just like, you know what, all this shit is trash. Like, nigga, you trash. Kick rocks.
Oh, that's funny.
And my last one, shout out to Spirit. I know he wasn't being sure, but I had to give you one, bro. Spirit was on here talking about if LeBron James wins the championship in Cleveland, he's going to stop doing hoopla and stop watching basketball. Like, nigga, you better quit with that bullshit.
Oh, Spirit, come on, dude. You I hate LeBron James. I don't really care for LeBron like that, but nigga, I am not going to stop watching basketball just cuz LeBron won a chip.
No, bro, I could have stopped after that fucking Ray Allen shot and he won. I was pissed as hell. Didn't want to watch that, but you know, I was like, fine, swallow it. Come back another season and we win.
Look, I could have given up when fucking Ron Mercer and Brent Berry were our best players.
Look, from what you told us and all that, if LeBron wins in Cleveland the next couple seasons, yes, your sister's going to be talking mad trash. Mama G going to be talking hella trash. You're going to have folk that are going to just be on their high horse. But I know you got it when he won the first time and beat y'all.
And Spirit, who cares? It ain't their team.
And then guess
what? That might be their due, but that ain't their team.
Yeah. I mean, if he beats Miami to do it, I mean, South Storm, how you going to feel? You're going to be like, oh, cool. I don't mind. The fact that her boo was on her team when he won, I'm sure that was icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a chance, but don't do that, man.
I don't see it.
Yeah, we love hoopla, man. Don't be getting rid of it just because of that dude.
Over LaBreezes.
Yeah.
Fuck LaBreezes.
Yeah, don't be doing that to us.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby!
Don't do that.
Don't you dare do that, Spirit.
Nope, man. You know we support you, man. We would get you through it.
Dude, if you need a shoulder to cry on, right. I got you, brother. It's all good.
If you need me to bring some food over, my condolences, we here for you.
Exactly. You just pick up the phone.
But yeah, man.
You know, I know you'll be in a better place.
Don't worry, though. He ain't winning it. He ain't winning it this year.
No, not this year.
Somebody from the West is.
Exactly. I was about to say, it ain't going to be nobody from the East anyway.
Don't worry. He'll probably go somewhere else and win and not be in Cleveland.
He's going to join Golden State.
He gonna want to. Just y'all talking about getting Kevin Durant.
Oh God!
How about I come over there?
I want to play with Clay and Steph. And oh my God!
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play with guys who want to win.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh man. Yeah, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. This show is brought to you by the Black Is Network. Please make sure you're checking out our other shows. Make sure you check out the Black Is Break. Now that great 3-part series on the Black Lives Matter. We got a lot of good feedback. Hope you guys are able to check that out.
Absolutely. Shout out to Hip Hop Digest who mentioned it on their show.
Yeah, shout out to them brothers, man. Make sure you check them out as well. It's a great show. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts out there. There's a ton of them. We talk about them all the time. We got a little page for them on the website. People we support and whatnot, so you can always go there. Please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher. We will read them on the show, and they do help promote our show and our network, so we appreciate that. If you want to get at us directly, you can do so via Twitter at Brothers Lehman, email thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219, and you can check us out on our website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Definitely want to thank all of y'all out there for the first time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys out there. What up, Jonathan? Don't think I forgot about your brother. Thank you guys out there for just taking the time to listen and just check us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul, keeping up with us up in here. And for the medium sized listeners, hey, much love to y'all as well. It's always appreciated. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See what we got today. Yeah, I'm just in a room full of crap. So go ahead and tell your TVs. Go ahead and tell your hangers. Tell your vacuums. Tell your trash cans. Tell your windows. Tell your blinds. Tell your blankets. Tell your fans. Tell tell the Nightmare Before Christmas. Tell Jack Skellington. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!
Well, what do you know? The dead dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah. Head for the border. Go get a taco. I see record from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard. Now act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback. Evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact.
Can I get a hit?
Hit.
Boom, bip, with a brother named Tip. And we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the dupes. More bounce to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than four. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore. Ship shape, crush great eight, the play tapes. Takes, make, breaks, take for the weight of an
Ella, Ania.
Simply just a leader. Base in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul, fight, 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 laugh, yo, how that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime so I ain't no criminal.
Criminal.
I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I
heard you rushed and rushed and attacked. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom,
from the cannon. Now bragging, try to read my mind, just imagine. Both can't do, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the girl, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will put you in a turban. And have it smelling right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the bounds are on town. Ripping up the sound, just like a Richie, yo. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
here
my
go,
man,
yo.
Motherfucker.
So what's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?